Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brother Grant, and I am glad to welcome you to our exciting new teaching for today. Today's teaching is, "But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them." That's Nehemiah 9:17. As I stated, my name is Brother Grant. I'm the co-host of this evening's exciting blog Bible program. Our goal is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to help you understand and apply biblical principles to your life today. Have you ever tried to read the Bible and fell asleep? Most of us have, and at one time or another, we have found ourselves in the uncomfortable situation of reading the Bible, and yet we've just lost attention. So you let your Bible collect dust, or you have to settle for just going to church on Sunday, maybe going to Sunday school or Bible study classes on Wednesday. But there is more. To know God and having a relationship with Him as part of a Christian lifestyle is what we want to offer you. We are here to help you know God. This program is designed to help us have a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. We do this by providing practical, down-to-earth Bible teaching for all people. Church Lady Now is not a ladies-only ministry. We are a division of Church Lady Ministries, and the name Church Lady was given to my minister partner, Pastor Artist, by the homeless people that she ministered to on the Hilltop District in downtown Tacoma. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her the Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. Pastor Artist does not only teach the Bible, but I also assist by managing the hall and tote department. We do two things. One, we teach, and two, we serve. And we're modeled after the ministry of Jesus because Jesus taught and served. Now, our mission, we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those whom are bound. And that's Isaiah 61:1. Our ministry, in brief, is, as I said earlier, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters, and children also in third world countries. Now, we've been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and to date we have 115 Spirit-filled published Bible teachings available for your review. To access our teachings, you can go to blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to any of our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days each week. And we focus on three areas of teaching: knowing God, who is this man Jesus, and the person of the Holy Spirit. For your convenience, each week we place Church Lady Now's blog radio ad on our Facebook page. And each ad contains the program name, date, and also a white arrow in the center of the ad. All you have to do is click the arrow and follow the link, and you'll be taken directly to the Blog Talk Radio program. or you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com, type Church Lady Now in the white search box, click enter, and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio page. Then you must scroll down the page past the sponsored advertisements to an extensive listing of teachings with subject titles and brief descriptions. To see the Church Lady Now in action, you can check her out on short video clips on YouTube. The teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Rescue Mission. To access our teachings on YouTube, you go into the search box, type Artist Oliver Church Lady, and we have 13 video clips available for your review. The video clips are from actual outreach ministry teachings to the homeless people at the Seattle Rescue Mission. This is not your traditional church service, so turn down the volume and enjoy the powerful teaching. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charity. All donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts to all donations of $250 or more, as required by law. And upon request, we can provide receipts for donations under $250. To support this ministry, you can please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries, 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, the Church Lady, Pastor Artist Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Pastor Artist loves God and loves to see people filled with the Holy Spirit and developing a personal relationship with God, which leads to an intimate relationship with God and service to the less fortunate. Pastor Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Merrily Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, today, our teaching for today is God is merciful and compassionate. God is merciful and compassionate. And the book of Nehemiah is about distress, prayer, work, weeping, and joy. The book of Nehemiah was written by Nehemiah, and he was a cupbearer to a king. A cupbearer was a trusted person because he was responsible for making sure that when the king took a drink from the cup, whatever was in the cup was not poison. So from Nehemiah, we learned about prayer and fasting. He had confidence in God, and he repeatedly prayed, "Remember me, O my God, for my good. Remember me, O my God, for my good." The name Nehemiah means Yahweh, comforts. Today we pray that this word comfort and inspire will help you become within a closer relationship with God. And so now, for this evening, we have the Church Lady. Good evening, Church Lady.
Good evening, Brother Grant. How you doing?
I am doing well, as I know this is going to be an awesome teaching.
Well, you know, this year we are on a path to get to know God. And today we're going to look at the mercy and compassion of God. We can all use a little mercy and compassion. Amen? Our foundation scripture today is God is merciful and compassionate, Nehemiah 9:17. Here's the backstory. In his early years, Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, which is a position of trust. However, he was concerned about his father's home and his people, and his people were the Israelites. It is said that Nehemiah is the James of the Old Testament. He challenged the people to show their faith by their works. Nehemiah teaches us practical, everyday faith in God. Eventually, Nehemiah, as a layman, worked with Ezra, the priest. Nehemiah worked in the role of governor. And he used the role of governor, he used his leadership role to support Ezra and to lead the people spiritually. Now, during this time, God's people were in distress. The wall of Jerusalem had been broken down and the gate had been burned by fire. This saddened Nehemiah, and he prayed and fasted for the people of Jerusalem. He prayed like this: "Awesome God, please keep your covenant of mercy with those whom you love. Please let your ear hear and your eyes see and hear the prayer of your servant." Nehemiah said, "Lord, I confess the sins of myself and the people. We have behaved badly and not kept your commandments." This is Nehemiah. And he's praying fervently for the people. He's praying for the redeemed. That means that he's praying for the church. He's praying for Christians. He's praying for the people that God had previously released from bondage. Now, this form of fervent prayer is called intercession. That's it, intercession. Now, according to Wikipedia, intercession or intercessory prayer is the act of praying to a deity, in our case to God, on behalf of others. And in Western Christianity, intercession is a distinct form of prayer. And after Nehemiah had interceded for the people of God, he took action. Nehemiah inquired of the king to support and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. And the king gave him authority and resources to rebuild the wall. Now, the first thing that Nehemiah did after he had prayed and after he secured resources, he went and he assessed the situation. And after he assessed the situation, he met with the people, and he shared with them his plan. Now, this Nehemiah is the one who said, "Remember me, O God, for my good." So here he is trying to do good for the people of God, trying to do good for the Israelites. And he's asking God to remember him for his good. Now, the name Nehemiah means Yahweh comforts. Today, we pray that this word comforts and inspires you into a closer relationship with God. Into a closer relationship with God. You know, the people recognize the hand of God on Nehemiah. As he presented his plan of restoration to the people, they recognized that this man was sent to them by God. And in doing good, Nehemiah had an enemy. And the name of his enemy was Sanballat, whose Babylonian name means sin, the moon, God, with his small g, gives life. Sanballat and his friends refused to support Nehemiah, and they chose to rebel against his plan. Nehemiah did not argue with his enemy. Nehemiah did not argue with his enemy. In response, he prophesied the help of God into his situation. He prophesied. He spoke into existence, the help of God, into his situation. Do you need to prophesy the help of God into your situation? We can, just like Nehemiah, pray. Awesome God, please keep your covenant of mercy and love. Now, as a result of his prayer in the favor of God, the priest and the people work cooperatively to rebuild the wall. To rebuild the wall, 40 different groups of people all worked at the same time in different geographical areas to rebuild the wall. This is an excellent example of the unity God has for the modern-day church. Men and women participated in the repair of the wall. Nehemiah was given a great ability to lead the people of God. The enemy, Sanballat, and his followers heard of the success of Jerusalem, and they were angry. They said that they would kill the people and cause the work to cease. But in response, Nehemiah placed people with swords and spears along the wall. And God then caused the plan of the enemy to be brought to naught. And everyone returned to work on rebuilding the wall. And with one hand, the people worked at rebuilding the wall, and with the other hand, they carried a weapon. Some of us may need to get to work with one hand and carry our weapon, the Bible, with the other hand. The men worked in construction by day and they guarded the city by night. The same men who followed Nehemiah did not take their clothes off except to wash them. Now, these same men who were helping to rebuild the wall did not take off their clothes except to wash them. Now, after the wall was rebuilt, the people of Jerusalem, the people of God, returned to God. Now, watch this. After tragedy, and God helped them to rebuild the wall to protect the city, the people returned to God. Ezra, the priest, then started to read to the people the book of the law. In Nehemiah 9:17, these same people are confessing their sins through prayer. What sins? The people came together to fast and pray. The people of God separated themselves and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers, and they read the book of the law. And then they broke into praise as they remembered who God is and who he has been to them. Do you remember who God is and who he has been to you? What sins? What sins did the people of God remember? They remembered that God did the following for them. They remembered that he made heaven and earth, that he chose Abram, the father of Israel, that God made a covenant with Abram. They remembered that God saw the affliction that they were experiencing and delivered them out of Egypt. They remembered that God divided the Red Sea, that he led Israel with a cloud by day and fire by night. They remembered that God gave them ordinances to live by. What sins? What sins did Israel repent of? They repented of acting proudly. They had hardened their hearts and refused to obey God. And in rebellion, they appointed their own leaders and even made molded calves to worship as their God. Yet God was merciful. He treated the people with kindness and forgiveness. He was not cruel or harsh. He showed mercy, and God gave Israel relief from suffering. God chose Abram as the father of Israel. God's response to the people of Israel during their time of trouble was not based on their behavior, but it was based on his covenant relationship with Abram. God always dealt with Israel based on his covenant relationship with Abram, also known as Abraham. The central theme of Christianity is that Abram, later named Abraham, is the father of the Jewish people. He's the father of Israel. He's the father of the church. God made a covenant with Abraham to be passed on to future generations, to be passed on to future Christians, to be passed on to us. Abraham promised to let go of all idolatry, and the Lord promised to give him a land, to make him a great nation, to bless him, to make his name great, to bless all the families of the earth by him. Abraham agreed to the covenant by agreeing to the circumcision of all male descendants. And in turn, God agreed to make him fruitful, make him into a nation, cause kings to emerge from him. In the covenant, God established that the relationship would be everlasting, that it would go on and on and on and on, that it would be unending. In the covenant, God said that Abraham would be his seed. Now, this covenant was passed down to Abraham's son Isaac, to Jacob, Israel, and the children of Israel, as well as you and me. Abraham is the father of Christianity. Now, here's where the mercy and the compassion come in. The children of Israel, just like us, went their own way. God gave them the statutes and laws to live by. God gave them the statutes and laws by the hand of Moses. God gave them bread from heaven, water out of a rock. But they hardened their hearts, and they refused to obey God. They forgot about the miracles, and they returned to bondage. But God was merciful and compassionate. He is a God who rebuilds. Because of his mercy and compassion, he treats us with kindness and forgiveness. This year, we are on a path to know God, which means our relationship with God is a priority. Like Nehemiah, we make it a priority to also look out for the welfare of others. Like Nehemiah, we make it a practice to pray, to read the scripture for understanding and inspiration. And like Nehemiah, we will understand that success and favor with men comes from God. Even though we do not like it, we must expect position. We must expect challenges and be prepared to deal with the issues of life. And we must pray that our response to life's challenges is from God. And we must express gratitude to him and him alone. Today is not the same as yesterday. Today it does not matter what happened yesterday. God is a God of mercy and compassion. The Bible says that the steadfast, oh, this is so good, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to you and me. And by his Holy Spirit, the hand of God is still working in our lives today. You see, the Holy Spirit does the work of the gospel. The Holy Spirit brings the Word of God alive. The Holy Spirit gives us insight into the Word of God. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray. He is our comforter. He is our guide. That same Holy Spirit is here to help you and I today. Now, from Nehemiah, there are three principles that are made available to us from the Word. The first principle is that compassion is found in obedience to God's will. Nehemiah was obedient to God's will. And God was compassionate. God was compassionate to the people that he loved, even though they had gone astray. From Nehemiah, we learn that cooperation with others is necessary to carry out God's will. God wanted Jerusalem rebuilt. He wanted the wall rebuilt. That's why he sent Nehemiah. That's why he put it on Nehemiah's heart, to be concerned about the people. The other thing that we learn from Nehemiah is that there is confidence in God. And we obtain confidence by spending time in prayer. And lastly, the last principle that we learn from Nehemiah is that the Word of God reveals God's will. And we know from our study today that God is compassionate, that God is merciful. And today God wants to remind you and me that we are in covenant with him. What is the area of life that you need to have compassion and mercy for? Is it in not going to church? Not reading your Bible? Forsaking fellowship with the saints? Or is it idol worship, not thanking God for the victory? Or is it using prayer like it's 911? What areas of your life do you need mercy and compassion? From Nehemiah, we learn how God helped his people to be restored and how God's people got off the path. But like Israel, who worshipped an idol and gave the credit to the calf for the victories of God, we all have messed up. But the mercy and the compassion of God are new every morning. Our God is a covenant God. And just like he did not turn his back on the children of Israel, he will not turn his back on us. It's time for us to return to the covenant. It is time for us to return to the covenant. Our God is truly merciful and compassionate. Like Nehemiah, let us repeatedly pray, remember me, O my God, for my good, by your mercy and compassion. In closing, let us return to Brother Grant to bless us with our closing prayer. Brother Grant?
Yes. Now, in closing, listeners, we want you to receive our perpetual prayer. And that is, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now that is amen. Church Lady Ministry listeners, we want you to have the opportunity to partner with us and to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And we ask our partners to make a small monthly donation of $19.99 a month or $240 a year. These donations will be used to help support our ministry outreach projects to the less fortunate and Bible teaching to all people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog, Bible classes, seminars, and retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. The Church Lady Ministries is good soil to sow your financial seeds. All contributions to this charity are tax deductible. And Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 entity that you can partner with and help us share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. To support our ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need further information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3:30 p.m. And that's Pacific time. So please, you can visit us on our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. You can also like us and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Or if you'd like to contact us via email, our email address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again. Now, in his love and name, Church Lady Ministries.